Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're taking a pause here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And we're in 2014, and we're whipping on through. This is the third weekend, if you will. And we're going to touch upon something that I think, Beth, is probably extremely significant, especially because of what is now on the minds of a lot of people. Now the holidays are over. Things have dust has settled. Now the credit card bills are coming due. We have tax season rolling up. It's starting to ramp up and so forth. Lots of other things are happening as well in terms of things that we are being asked to do by our government and so forth. And so I guess, what, is it time now to start to take stock a little bit?
Actually, you know, normally what I see this time of year is people are taking stock and freaking out. And there's always this rash of phone calls that I get this time of year with people who are simply overwhelmed by being back in the beginning of the cycle again and starting a new year, starting a new harvest cycle, already feeling somewhat disconnected from whatever their goals and intentions were for this new year of 2014. You know, everybody starts with health and financial goals, and usually by this time of year, it's like, wait, what happened here? We're just a couple of weeks in. And so, if anything, we want to be just, you know, in your personal life, in your interactions with each other, you know, in our show, just kind of reassuring people, you know, we go through this every year, panic doesn't help. You know, keep breathing and focus on what's good.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're still in a time where there's a lot of Capricorn. Venus, ruler of Taurus and Libra, also ruler of love and money and values. Most importantly, our values. Venus is retrograde right now, and she demands that we go deeper and really live from the inside out, be present with our values, those things we hold most dear. And if you can stay true to your own personal North Star, those, you know, the North Star that our core values are, then navigating those choppy, weird waters is just a little easier.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that in terms of like my own personal preparation for the new year, back in December, I actually started to collect the forms that I needed for filing my taxes, getting those forms ready. The beautiful thing is that the way they make them available as PDFs, editable PDF files, so I can start entering the information even before I get my W-2s or my last pay stub, and I'm ready to go. I can look at the rules. I can look at the tax tables. I can say I can calm myself down even before I ever actually start putting those numbers in. And I don't know. It just it helped me to do that. I've never done it before that early. And when I saw the information that I was looking at, I'm going, oh, okay, this is good. This is good.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can we move quicker? I mean, of course, I'm in the middle of December when I'm putting this stuff together. Obviously, I can't because I don't have the last of the year's information to be able to put that in. But I felt really good rather than, I don't want to know. So I'm going to put it off until April 15th. And then you want to talk about going crazy. And that's no way to live. So I thought, well, why not? I mean, even though I can't fill the forms out, and again, this applies to anything, if you can do some preparation, pre-preparation, if you will, you know, in terms of these regular annual things that come up, what's it going to hurt? I mean, it's kind of nice to have that ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, you're actually talking, speaking quite the Capricorn language here, best practices. You know, for most of us, we're not taught what's smart to do around a lot of important things like money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not taught what smart money does. You know, and people think, oh, I don't have enough money to really manage. It's like if you know good financial practices and are willing to do them, then it doesn't matter how much money you have. You will be more comfortable and you will be able to do more with what you have. And one of the things that I, you know, as a business consultant and a financial consultant, I talk to people all the time about this. Take your year-to-dates into your advisors, your bookkeeping and tax person, mm-hmm. your CPA, your insurance people. Insurance people have a wealth of financial information. They can be so much more helpful than most people realize. And if you've got a broker or a financial planner, that. But take them in quarterly. And in the end of the fourth quarter, December is a time when smart money takes their stuff in and starts looking at, okay, here's what I'm looking at wrapping the year up at, mm-hmm. and what would be smart to do. Tell me what's smart, mm-hmm. and tell me what's stupid. Do not assume I know the difference.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
Give me all those options, because,
right.
and the thing is that if you were able to do that back in December, even if it was the 15th, you still have time before
you
the clock
changes.
Strikes January 1 to make those changes, yeah. And prepare and protect yourself, and again, do the smart things. I think one of the other smart things to do would be get in touch with you by calling 963-0842 or going to your website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or going to Facebook and Beth McDonald Consulting. Now, I kind of cut you off there. We still have some time here, so I want to let you elaborate a little bit further before we do actually wrap up our segment here.
Awesome. Okay, one of the things that I think is important for this time of year is to remember who you are, remember what you're committed to, remember what choices you made for yourself for this coming year, and don't let the winds of external weirdness, whether it's your family, your friends, your neighbors, your government, you mm-hmm. know, whatever external weirdness is going on in your life, don't let that blow you off course. Capricorn is very much about steering your ship in the right direction for you and the people around you.
Absolutely. And by the way, just as a side note, I did take a year of Capricorn language in college. So there you go.
Well done.
Beth McDonald, thanks so much for joining us. We will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.